This weekend, Opera Philadelphia is attempting to revive the reputation of a black female composer whose musical legacy fell into obscurity after she died 50 years ago. As WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us, Margaret Bonds was a trailblazing composer for social justice.
At the Academy of Music last week, the Opera Philadelphia chorus rehearsed Margaret Bonds' piece called Credo. In 1968, Bonds had put to music a prose poem by W.E.B. Du Bois in which he lists nine beliefs needed for racial equality, including a belief in God, justice, patience, and especially, Du Bois wrote, a belief in people who are black.
Her music is lush and full.
Veronica Chapman Smith is Opera Philadelphia's Vice President of Community Initiatives. She's also a singer, and she's performing in this chorus as a soprano.
It has phrases in it that kind of sound a little jazzy, that speak to me in a different way than what we saw, like, Eurocentric music. Like, that kind of jazziness kind of goes like, ooh, that's an American sound. I like that.
Margaret Bonds was born in 1913 in Chicago to parents who were central figures in Chicago's black cultural life. She forged creative relationships with black writers and musicians, including Langston Hughes and Florence Price, and in the 1960s was writing compositions inspired by the civil rights movement. Rollo Dilworth, a conductor and vice dean of Temple University's School of Performing Arts, said after Bonds died in 1972, her work was all but forgotten, along with that of Price, her mentor.
I think their contributions to classical music have gotten lost. In this era, now that we're in 2023, there seems to be a lot of attention being paid to female composers in particular, but also composers of color. And Florence Price and Margaret Bonds are certainly some of those trailblazing figures.
Opera Philadelphia's concert performance of Bonds' Credo is paired with Carmina Burana and is part of an ongoing initiative called Sounds of America, Price and Bonds, which highlights the two musicians and the network of black cultural figures they moved among. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.